Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour we'll be listening to the mid-1960s music of Andrew Hill, a highly original pianist and composer who recorded a string of stunning albums as a leader for the Blue Note label in the short span of 8 months. It's Andrew coming up on this edition of Nightlights. Cole doing the title track from his album Smokestack. We're playing the mid-1960s recordings of pianist Andrew Hill on this edition of Nightlights. Andrew Hill was born in Chicago in 1931, though for years he professed to have been born in Haiti in 1937. As he told producer Michael Cascuna, it seemed like a good career move in the color cast world of his true hometown. By the time of his death at the age of 75 on April 20th, 2007, Hill had gained widespread if belated recognition and had directly influenced many younger modern artists such as Greg Osby and Frank Kimbrough. Hill came a musical age in the vibrant mid-20th century world of Chicago jazz, playing musicians such as Gene Ammons, Johnny Griffin, and Wilbur Ware, as well as many of the jazz luminaries who came through town, including Charlie Parker. He named Bud Powell, Thelonious Monk, Art Tatum, and French impressionists such as Ravel and Debussy as his primary influences, and he also cultivated an informal instructional relationship with the composer Paul Hindemith, as well as working with members of the burgeoning Chicago avant-garde like Malachi Favors and Pat Patrick. All of these experiences helped form Hill's unique sound that would emerge so brilliantly on Blue Note in the mid-1960s. A touring gig in 1961 with singer Dinah Washington led Hill to New York City, and he began to make a name for himself with his appearances as a sideman on albums such as Walt Dickerson's To a Queen, Jimmy Woods' Conflict, Rahsaan Rollinkirk's Domino, and Joe Henderson's Our Thing. After playing on the Henderson record and a Hank Mobley date, he was asked by Blue Note's Alfred Lion to record as a leader. From the late autumn of 1963 through the early summer of 1964, Hill would record five albums that would form the first foundation of his musical reputation. Here's Andrew Hill performing the title track from his Blue Note debut, Black Fire, on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Hill doing his composition Alfred, named after Blue Note producer Alfred Lion, from the record Judgment with Bobby Hutcherson on vibes, Richard Davis on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. Before that, the title track from Hill's album Black Fire with Joe Henderson on tenor sax, Richard Davis on bass, and Roy Haynes on drums backing up Hill on piano. Andrew Hill constructed his own musical universe, much like previous Blue Note recording artists Thelonious Monk and Herbie Nichols. Writer David Rosenthal compared Hill's sound to that of pianist Elmo Hope and Mal Waldron. It has a somber, driven quality, he said. His tunes tend to favor the minor mode. Dissonance, insistent use of seconds, obsessively repeated phrases, asymmetrical melodic lines, and empty space employed as a structural element are all points of comparison. Hill's compositions were challenging to play, but at Blue Note he found musicians who could rise to his level of inventiveness. In March of 1964, he went into the studio for his fourth leader date with colleagues such as Eric Dolphy, saxophonist Joe Henderson, trumpeter Kenny Dorham, and drummer Tony Williams. The result, Point of Departure, is considered by some to be Hill's masterpiece. We'll hear a track from it, as well as a 1965 Bobby Hutcherson album that featured Hill on piano and five of his compositions. First, Andrew Hill and Flight 19 on Nightlights. Thank you. Vibraphonist Bobby Hutcherson playing Andrew Hill's Ghetto Lights from Hutcherson's 1965 album Dialogue, with Hill on piano, Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Sam Rivers on soprano sax, Richard Davis on bass, and Joe Chambers on drums. Before that, Hill doing his composition Flight 19 from his Blue Note album, Point of Departure, with Eric Dolphy on bass clarinet, Joe Henderson on tenor sax, Kenny Dorham on trumpet, Richard Davis on bass, and Tony Williams on drums. We'll have more of Andrew Hill's mid-1960s music in just a few moments. Production support comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, fresh juices, and 100% fruit smoothies, and including locally grown and organic ingredients on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Andrew on Nightlights. We're playing the mid-1960s music of pianist Andrew Hill on this edition of Nightlights. Andrew Hill passed away on April 20th, 2007 at the age of 75, leaving behind a rich musical legacy that had grown in recent years with both new and previously unreleased recordings winning him critical acclaim. You can hear a previous Nightlights program devoted to his late 1960s recordings on our website at nightlights.indiana.edu. In the notices following his death, his music was described as shadowed, lush, mystical, furious, jagged and elegant, occupying an area between hard bop and abstract jazz, and filled with a cloudy romanticism. There was a dark glow to it, with rhythmic turns and melodic twists that many listeners found pleasingly unpredictable, punctuated with insistent motifs, as if the artist were suddenly looking up to note, "You see what I'm saying?" On the album Andrew, the fifth of Hill's five Blue Note albums recorded in an eight-month period, the pianist found an artistically sympathetic saxophonist named John Gilmore, a longtime member of the Sun Ra Orchestra, who recorded away from Sun Ra only a dozen times or so over the course of his career. Two of those occasions were with Andrew Hill. Here's Andrew Hill with John Gilmore on tenor sax performing Symmetry on Nightlights. Thank you. Andrew Hill doing his composition Symmetry, an alternate take that would eventually come out on the CD reissue of his album Andrew, featuring John Gilmore on tenor sax, Bobby Hutcherson on vibes, Richard Davis on bass, and Joe Chambers on drums. Hill's next Blue Note date in February of 1965 also featured John Gilmore as well as trumpeter Freddie Hubbard, but it wouldn't come out until the mid-1970s. Hill's visibility would wax and wane for the next 20 to 30 years. In the early 1970s, he began to teach at Colgate University, then moved to California, where he continued his jazz educational work in prisons and public schools. He would record again for Blue Note in the late 1980s and in recent years as well, with his 2006 album Timelines winning Downbeat's Album of the Year Award. When he passed away in April of 2007, he was widely mourned by the jazz world, in part because his musical imprint is so firmly embedded in it. Andrew Hill performing his composition Euterpe on Nightlights. Thank you.
Thank you.
We close with pianist Andrew Hill doing his composition Dedication from the album Point of Departure, featuring Eric Dolphy on bass clarinet, Kenny Dorham on trumpet, Joe Henderson on tenor sax, Richard Davis on bass, and Tony Williams on drums. For that, Hill's composition Euterpe from the CD Pax, with Freddie Hubbard on cornet, Joe Henderson on tenor sax, Richard Davis on bass, and Joe Chambers on drums. Thanks for tuning into this edition of Nightlights. You can listen to this and previous Nightlights programs and view playlists on our website at nightlights.indiana.edu. Production support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House in Bloomington, Indiana. Nightlights is engineered by Jared Disbro and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead.